Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. As-salatu was-salamu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi ajma'in. Amma ba'd. We continue reading what the author, Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he has mentioned closing these three great and beneficial fundamental principles. He says, rahimahullah, wa kullu ummatin ba'ath Allahu ilayhim rasulan min nuhin ila muhammadin alayhi musallatu wassalam ya'muruhum bi ibadatillahi wahdah wa yanhaahum an ibadati at-taghut. The author, he mentioned rahimahullah ta'ala that Allah has sent to every nation a messenger from Nuh alayhi salam until Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, commanding, and all of them, each one of them, commanding with the worship of Allah alone and prohibiting them from worshipping al-Tagut, and prohibiting them from worshipping al-Tagut. Tagut in general, kullu ma yu'badu min dunillahi fi al-Tagut, everything that is worshipped besides Allah. And this is a word that refers to anything that is worshipped besides Allah Azza wa Jal. So this is the call of all of the prophets and all of the messengers. They're all calling to a tawheed and to making the ibadah sincerely and purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, and complying to His commandments and staying away from His prohibitions, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they all warned their people likewise from shirk and associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in worship, and giving His right that are solely His right, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to anything from His creation, subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we look here, we see that the call of all of the prophets and the da'wah of all of the messengers, it is based upon and it is established upon two affairs, two very important affairs for a believer to realize and to understand, and that is commandments and prohibitions. Commanding and prohibiting. Every nation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has sent to them a messenger. What was that messenger doing? Commanding them and prohibiting them. He was commanding them and prohibiting them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned likewise that there was no prophet before him except for he commanded his ummah with the good that he knew for them, and that he warned his ummah of the evil that he knew so he commanded and prohibited. Every prophet came commanding the people with that which Allah has commanded, and prohibiting the people from that which Allah has forbidden and prohibited, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So every prophet, he came with this affair: commandments and prohibitions. And the head of all commandments is the commandment for tawheed, and making the ibadah sincerely and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And at the head of all prohibitions is the prohibition from shirk, and the prohibition of directing any type of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in this manner, a believer, a person in this life can be successful. In this manner, the previous nations, the successful from them, they comply to this. The successful and the believing and the righteous and upright individuals from the time of Nuh, there are those who believed in Nuh alayhi salatu wassalam, and followed the commandments that he was sent with, and complying to the ordainment that he was sent with, and followed the legislation that was revealed to him alayhi salatu wassalam. And those who turned away from this, they were destroyed. And this is from the beginning of the messengers and to the end of them. The same situation and the same case. The successful are those who believed in the message. They believed in the messenger and the message that they were sent with. They believed in the messenger that came to them. And they believed in the message that they were sent with. And they followed that. They followed those commandments. And they stayed away from those prohibitions. And they lived and died upon that. And they were successful. And they were good in this life. And they were good in this life, and likewise they have the good home and in the hereafter. And likewise they have the good home in the hereafter. So the one who obeys the messengers with regards to that which they command and prohibit, then they are the successful. And Allah, He says, Subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ That we have not sent any messenger. That we have not sent any messenger except that he should be obeyed. Except in order for him to be obeyed by the permission of Allah. The messengers they command. They command with the revelation that they have been commanded to command, and to convey to the people. And likewise, the messengers, they prohibit. They prohibit in that which has been revealed to them that it is impermissible. So the one who follows the messengers with regards to the commandments and prohibitions, the one who follows the messengers, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, with regards to those commandments and prohibitions, then they will be successful. Then they will be successful. And as for now, after the coming of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's the final messenger. And following him is the only means of success. And there's no way to enter paradise except by following his path. And except by following his sunnah. And except by following his way. And whoever turns away from his sunnah, then his outcome will be like those who turned away from the way of Nuh and the call of Nuh. And they did not ride on the boat with Nuh, alayhi salatu wasalam. Those who refused to get on the ship with Nuh, they were drowned in, and they were destroyed. And they were wiped out. And they were losers. And likewise, similar in this day, we see those who turn away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they will be destroyed in desires and whims, and they will be destroyed by misguidance and shubuhat and shahawat, and they will have a foul outcome. But those who hold fast to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then they will be successful, and they will be like those who rode the ship with Nuh alaihi salam. Therefore, we see the great example that Al-Imam Malik, he has mentioned, rahimahullahu ta'ala, Al-Imam Malik ibn Anas, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he died in the year 179, the great Imam Dar al-Hijrah, fi waqtihi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he said, as-sunnatu kasafinati Nuh, man rakibaha naja, wa man takhallafa anha halak, that the sunnah is like the ship of Nuh, alayhi salam. Whoever boards that ship, then he will be successful. And he will win. He will be successful. He will be safe. And whoever turns away from that ship and does not ride it, then he will be destroyed. So just like in the time of Nuh alayhi salam, wallahi, this example is very precise and very clear likewise, that whoever did not believe in Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam and follow him and follow the message that he was sent with and comply to his commandments, that he ordered alayhi salatu wasalam, and did not ride the ship with him, that he was drowned and he was destroyed, and there was no savior from the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There was no one was safe from the flood. And likewise, just like that, today whoever does not follow the messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasalam by holding fast to his sunnah and what his companions were upon, radiyallahu anhum, then likewise he will be drowned and he will be destroyed in the ocean of desires and whims, and the ocean of misguidance and misconceptions and innovation and misunderstandings. But the one who seeks the knowledge of that which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon, the knowledge that which he came with, وَالَّذِي أَرْسَلَ رَسُولَهُ بِالْهُدَى وَدِينَ الْحَقِّ, whoever seeks that knowledge and he learns it and he complies to that knowledge and applies it, he will be successful in this life and in the hereafter. And it will be as if he's riding on the ship with Nuh. And meaning he's riding on the path, or he's following the path of the messengers. This is the way for success. Al-Imam al-Zuhri, rahimahullahu ta'ala, he mentioned, التمسك بِالسُنَّةِ نَجَاتٌ. This is the way of the Salaf. Holding fast to the sunnah is savior, is safety, is success. You know, there's no way to be safe. There's no way to be successful in this life, truly. To have goodness in this life, and to be upright in this life, and to truly have happiness and contentment in this life, and likewise in the hereafter, except by being upon what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he was upon, because he was sent as a mercy to all mankind. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. If somebody wants to have rahmah and mercy and goodness in his life, in this life, before the hereafter, let him hold fast to what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam was upon, and this requires for him to learn that first, to study and to seek the knowledge of what the Prophet was upon sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And that which he was upon sallallahu alayhi wasallam can be found with the companions. They're the ones who knew what he was upon. They're the ones who learned what he was upon, salawatullahi wa salamuhu wa barakatuhu alayhi. They're the ones who clarified that, and they're the ones who transmitted that to the ummah, after first themselves complying to that and applying that and living by way of that. They're the ones who transmitted that to the ummah. So to be upon the straight path is to be upon what they were upon, from following the book and the sunnah. From following the book and the sunnah. Likewise, Al-Imam Zuhri, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned, min Allahi al-risala, wa al-rasuli al-balagh, wa alayna al-taslim, that the message is from Allah, and the obligation of conveying that is upon the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and what is upon us is to submit. What is upon us is to submit. And to learn what the Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, conveyed, and to learn what he was upon, and to submit to that, in compliance, and in application, in creed and in deed. In creed and in deed. And this is the reality. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned in his book in more than one place the fact that he has sent a messenger to every nation, calling them to worship him alone, and forbidden them from worshiping other than him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah, he mentioned, وَلَقَدْ بَعَثْنَا فِي كُلِّ أُمَّةٍ رَسُولًا أَنْ يَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ وَاجْتَنِبُوا الطَّاغُوتِ. And verily we have sent in every nation, we have sent to every nation a messenger proclaiming to them to worship Allah alone, to stay away from the worship of everything besides him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in reality, this is the meaning and the condition and the correct understanding of shahada, shahada an la ilaha illallah. It has been narrated by Abu Malik and al-Ashja'i, radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, من قال لا إله إلا الله. And in one wording, من وحد الله وكفر بما يعبد من دون الله حرم ماله ودمه وحسابه على الله. رواه مسلم. That whoever says لا إله إلا الله, in one wording, من وحد الله, whoever made the tawheed of Allah. And he clarified the meaning of لا إله إلا الله is tawheed. And whoever singled out Allah alone in worship. And then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he clarified, وَكَفَرَ بِمَا يُعْبَدُ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ. And he disbelieved in everything that is worshipped besides Allah. Then at this time his wealth will become sacred, and his blood will become sacred, and his accountability is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and his reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is narrated by an Imam Muslim. So the point here is what the leader, is what the author, he is leading up to, rahimahullahu ta'ala, and what he has mentioned in this portion of this text, that Allah, he has sent a messenger to every nation, from Nuh and to Muhammad, alayhimu salatu wasalam, and they were commanding their nations with worshipping Allah alone, and prohibiting them from associating partners with Allah whatsoever, prohibiting them from worshipping a taghut, prohibiting them from worshipping a taghut. So the establishment of the deen is like this: to worship Allah alone, and to avoid and stay away from everything that is worshipped besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to disbelieve in that. Meaning to believe that everything that is worshipped besides Allah azza wa jalla is worshipped in falsehood and not worthy of worship. Is worshipped in falsehood and not worthy of worship. That anything that is worshipped besides Allah, anything that is worshipped along with Allah, anyone, in any aspect whatsoever, it's incumbent and an obligation, rather the foundation of the deen, to believe that that worship is falsehood. And to believe that that thing is being that is being worshipped besides Allah is falsehood and does not deserve to be worshipped, and it's not worthy of worship, and it's worshipped in falsehood, and that this affair is frivolous, and it's absolutely nothing, and it has no weight, it has no value, and with regards to being accepted, or with regards to be considered upright or good, rather it's falsehood, and it's filth, and it's evil, and it's wicked, and it's foul. And this is the case with all other deens likewise, besides the deen of Al-Islam. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. Inna deena indallahi al-Islam. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned that whoever says la ilaha illallah and he disbelieve in everything that's worshipped besides Allah, at this time he's a Muslim. At this time he has the rights and his blood becomes sacred. Haruma maluhu wa damuhu, and his wealth likewise becomes sacred. Now, وَحِسَابُهُ عَلَى اللَّهِ, and his reckoning is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. So this clarifies the high rank and status of al-tawheed, the high rank and status of al-ikhlas, the high rank and status of al-taqwa and piety and righteousness and being obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by complying to His commandments and the commandments of His messengers, and by staying away from His prohibitions and that which His messengers have prohibited, alayhim as-salatu was-salam. Rather, this is the foundation of the deen. All of the prophets that came with this, all of the messengers that came with this call, calling to tawheed, warning from shirk, this is the foundation. This is a great indication of the importance of learning this issue particularly, and precisely in details, learning the aspects of tawheed and the issues of tawheed in detail with evidence and proof, and knowing that, and striving to be upon that, and likewise learning the ways of shirk and the avenues of shirk and the wasa'il of shirk and the things that lead to shirk, and to know them in detail in order to stay away from them and to avoid them. This is the way of all of the prophets, and this is the way of all of the messengers, and this is the foundation of the deen. The author, he says, coming up to this point, if فَرَضَ اللَّهُ عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْعِبَادِ الْكُفْرَ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَالْإِمَانَ بِاللَّهِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made it incumbent, an obligation, He has made it mandatory upon all of the slaves. عَلَى جَمِيعِ الْعِبَادِ, all of the slaves. And no one is exempted from this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He has made it an obligation upon all of the slaves that they disbelieve in the taghut and that they believe in Allah. And he mentioned here disbelieving in taghut first, and it to be in accordance with the verse. And this is what Allah, he mentioned in the verse likewise that had preceded, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. So, and whoever disbelieves in that which is worshipped besides Allah, whoever disbelieves in taghut, and he believes in Allah, وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ إِسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى لَنْ فِصَامَ لَهَا. Then verily he has grasped the strongest handhold, and he verily this person he is truly holding on to, لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. Now, and that in this handhold it will never break. And meaning he will have benefit from this statement in this life and in the hereafter. And this is the statement that is considered the key to paradise. And no one went to paradise except by way of this statement. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us a life, a good life upon obedience in accordance to this statement, and likewise to die upon this statement, and to grant us the reward of those who live and die upon this statement, La ilaha illallah. The author, he mentioned, قال ابن قيم رحمه الله تعالى معنى الطاغوت ما تجاوز به العبد حده من معبود أو متبوع أو مطاع. And as for the meaning of this word الطاغوت, that he mentioned, if فرض الله على جميع عباد الكفر بالطاغوت والإيمان بالله, then Allah had made an obligation on all of the slaves, all of the servants, all of them, all of mankind, to disbelieve in al-taghut and to believe in Allah. Ibn Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned the meaning of al-taghut. He says, مَا تَجَاوَزَ بِهِ الْعَبْدُ حَدَّهُ, that which the servant, that which the slave, that which an individual, he has transgressed the limits with regards to. يعني مِن مَعْبُودٍ أَوْ مَتْبُوعٍ أَوْ مُطَاعٍ. يعني the one, something that the servant has transgressed limits, he transgressed the boundaries, went to extremes, went overboards with regards to, any from ma'abud, something that is worshipped, or matbu', something, someone that is followed, taken as a leader or a role model, or muta', or someone who is obeyed, someone who is obeyed. This word at-taghut, it comes from the verb tagha, yatgha, yatgha tughyanan, from at-tughyan. At-tughyan is mujawazat al-had, is to go beyond the boundaries and to transgress the limits. This is called at-tughyan. At-tughyan means to go beyond the boundaries, to go beyond the boundaries and to transgress the limits. So this can occur with regards to worship. Somebody could give someone besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala some type of worship, or any someone could direct a type of worship to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called tughyan. And that person who has directed that type of worship to other than Allah, he has taken that object that he has directed that worship to as a taghut. This is a means for him to transgress the boundaries, transgress the limits with regards to ibadah. And the ibadah, all of it is for Allah alone. All of it is for Allah alone. And therefore, for somebody to direct any portion of that ibadah to other than Allah, then he has transgressed the boundaries. Then he has transgressed the boundaries, and he has taken that thing as a taghut that has caused him to transgress the limits and the boundaries with regards to ibadah. With regards to ibadah. Likewise, Al-Matbu. Al-Matbu is the one who was followed and taken as a role model. Some people, they have role models who lead them to misguidance, and then they take them as role models and they follow them. Yani the kuffar, they have role models, they have leaders, they follow them in the way that they speak, and the way that they talk, and the way that they dress, the way that they cut their hair. And they follow them regardless, and they love their way. And if regardless of what is in accordance to the legislation, and they follow them, and they take them as role models, and they take them as leaders, and they take them as qudwa, a'udhu billah, other than the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and other than the Book of Allah, and they follow them in misguidance, and they follow them in evil, and they follow them in foulness, in their evil and wicked way. Now this person is a taghut, taking that thing as a taghut, causing him to transgress the boundaries. How many of the youth have been led astray and transgressed the limits and transgressed the rights, and has gone beyond the boundaries because of following the disbelievers, and their hair and their clothes and their manners and their even the way they walk and the way they talk and the way they act. And this is from the aspect of a tughyan, going beyond the boundaries, going beyond the limits. Likewise, al-muta' is the one who is obeyed, and the one who commands or the one who makes something permissible that is haram. And to follow him in that, this is taking him as taghut. Or the one who makes something haram that is permissible. And the opposite of this. All of this is considered at tughyan and mujawazat al-had, going beyond the boundaries and transgressing the limits. Going beyond the boundaries and transgressing the limits. The author, he says, at-tawaghitu kathiratun. Namu tawaghit kathira. There are many tawaghit. There are many of them. وَرُؤُسُهُمْ خَمْسَ. But the head of them are five. Tawaghit, there are many. There are many things that cause people to transgress the limits. Transgress the limits and to go beyond the boundaries of that which is allowed and permissible. But the leader, the head of these, all of these many different tawaghit, there are five. The first one, he says, Iblis. Iblis, la'anahu Allah. Naam, and this is because Iblis, he is ma'bud and matbu' and muta', subhanallah. Iblis, there are people who worship him, and there are people who follow him in that which he commands, and there are people who obey him whatever he commands. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentioned in his book, أَلَمْ أَعْهَدْ إِلَيْكُمْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا الشَّيْطَانَ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, did I not command you, O children of Adam, that you should not worship a shaitan? Verily, he is a clear enemy to you. And you do not worship him by obeying him in that which he commands you, and by following his footsteps and his whispers, and to misguidance, and taking him as a leader, and following that which he suggests from doing evil and disobedience. Now, and this is a foul way to have shaitan as a leader and role model. And in reality, he's the leader of the tawaghit, and everyone who falls into misguidance is by falling into the whispers of shaitan, and everyone who falls into disobedience is by answering the call of shaitan, by answering the call and obeying the shaitan. He's the leader of misguidance and the foundation of evil. I'adhan billah. I'adhan billah. Nasal Allah Azza wa Jalla an yu'idhana wa ahlina jami'an min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. The author, he says, likewise, وَمَنْ عُبِدَ وَهُوَ رَاضٍ. Also, this is a taghut, and he's considered taghut. Somebody who is worshipped while he's pleased with that. Somebody who's worshipped while he's pleased with that. And meaning this person, he doesn't call to himself. He doesn't do anything himself, but the people worship him, and then he does not prohibit them, and he does not say anything to them. And he finds the people worshipping him, and the likes like this, and giving some aspects of worship to him, and he does not prohibit them or stop them, and he's pleased with that, and he likes that. He's pleased with that, and he likes that. He doesn't necessarily call to outwardly with his tongue or invite them with his speech, but he sees the people taking him like this, in this manner, and directing some type of worship to him that should be only for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, and he's pleased with that, and he likes that. Iyadhan billah, he's a taghut. He's a taghut. He's a taghut. As for those things that are worshipped besides Allah that are not pleased with that, like Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he's not a taghut. He's not a taghut because he doesn't call to that, and he's not pleased with that likewise. And the angels likewise, they're not tawaghit. They're not tawaghit. I mean, those people have taken them as taghut, but they themselves are not taghut. Rather, Isa, he is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He is Rasulullah wa kalimatu alqa ila maryam ruhum min. نعم عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the ملائكة عباد مكرمون, عباد مكرمون. But as for with regards to that individual, he has taken them as a tagut. He's taken them as a tagut, but they're not tawagit, because they're not worshipped while they're pleased. They're not pleased with the worship. So here, the issue here, the tagut, the second one he mentioned, the one who is worshipped while he's pleased with that. While he's pleased with that. And then the author he mentioned after that, rahimahullah ta'ala, وَمَنْ دَعَى النَّاسَ إِلَى عِبَادَةِ نَفْسِهِ. And who, the one who calls the people to worship himself, to worship him. The one who calls the people to worship him. And this one is worse. And he's actually calling the people to worship him and to direct some type of worship to him. And it's a similar, subhanAllah, like some people who even claim to be Muslims. And they claim to be from the mashayikh and from the imams. And they're the imam, hayyadhan billah, the mashayikh al-sufiyya. And they will tell their students that if you're in need, if you're traveling, you're in need of help, you call on me and you call my name. And he'll be thousands of miles away. He's telling him to call on me and call my name. I will help you and I will aid you. I will help you and I will aid you. Some of them will even give them a picture of themselves. Whenever you need help or you're afraid, you look at my picture and you call on me. And they will call them, literally to call on them. To call on them and to seek aid and relief and help in them. Ya'adhan billah. Why they're not even present. This one, he's ta'ud. Ha'ulai ta'ud. Ya'adhan billah. نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. نعم نسأل الله العافية والسلامة. So the author rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned these طواغيت ورؤوسهم خمسة. The first one, Iblis, لعنه الله, may the curse of Allah be upon him. The second one, من عبد وهو راضٍ, the one who is worshipped while he's pleased with that. And the third one, من دعا الناس إلى عبادة نفسه. And the fourth one, man idda'a shay'an min ilm al-ghayb, the one who claims that he knows some of the knowledge of the unseen. Whoever claims that he knows the knowledge of the unseen, he's a tagut, he's a kadhab. La ya'lamu al-ghayba illallah. La ya'lamu al-ghayba illallah. Nobody knows the unseen except for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A clear evidence that somebody is misguided, completely misguided, is that they claim that they know something that will happen tomorrow. They know the events that will occur in the future. They know the events that will occur in the future, the unseen and the unknown, that which will happen tomorrow, what will happen to an individual tomorrow, or where his missing items are, and the likes like this. These are tawaghit, and likewise from the mashaykh of the sufiyya, ya'adhan billah, they have people who claim that likewise, ya'adhan billah, people who are misguided. And then the fourth one, the author, he mentioned, man hakama bighayri ma anzalallah, the one who judged with other than that which Allah has revealed, and the one who used as a judge and a rule with other than that which Allah has revealed. Inshallah, soon we will study after we finish this book, inshallah, Al-Usul al-Thalatha, and which has clarified the reality of Al-Islam. After this, we will study likewise Nawaqid al-Islam, to clarify that which is contrary to Al-Islam. After we learn here some details about Al-Islam, we want to learn and know the opposite of that, and that which will bring deficiency to that. So this issue here, وَمَنْ حَكَّبَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ الْحُكْمُ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, this is something that we'll discuss in those classes, inshallah, in detail. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى. The author, he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, and the evidence is the statement of Allah the Most High, لَإِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ. لا إكراه في الدين. There is no compulsion in religion. Inshallah, we stop here. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.